Use swabs to wet her mouth, the nurse told me. Hold her hand. Her senses are dimming, but hearing will linger. Tell her you love her. She died on Father's Day. I had bought Dad a bottle of cognac, which we were drinking when we heard her breathing stop. Serious illness is a journey to a foreign country. You do not speak the language, the people are strangers, and you cannot know how you will behave until you arrive. But inner strength, too, is unpredictable. For after the night of Mom's death, when I thought I could not go on, we went on. That could not have happened without hospice. The hospice nurse had made her comfortable. The aide had set her hair. Deaths like my mother's prove that hospice can make death not just an ending, but a kind of culmination. If you control symptoms, if you provide support to patients and families, you can see great growth at the end of life. There are many alternatives to suicide even at the end of life. Hospice offers the hope that death, while inevitable, need not be impersonal, need not be unbearable. The argument over assisted suicide may have helped Americans recognize the ways in which medicine, so good at so many things, fails the dying. But it also prevents us from meeting the real challenge of providing decent end-of-life care.